Ladies and gentlemen, the editor of the Illyria Weekly Gazette, Mr. Will Rogers, Jr.
Thank you. You know, a pretty wise man once said, women have a wonderful sense of right and wrong, but little sense of right and left.
Rogers of the Gazette, offering you again tonight, transcribed, another heartwarming story of a country newspaper and its friendly editor, and starring Will Rogers, Jr.
I'm Will's friend, Doc Clements, and I'm here to tell you that Illyria is practically beside itself. You see, it's coming up fair week in our town, and all Illyria's fairly lathered up about it. To tell the honest truth, I guess I look forward to the Illyria County Fair as much as anyone around. Not so much for the exhibits, or the carnival that always comes to town for the fair, or even the trotting races of an evening. No, sir. The thing I like best about the county fair is that when it's all over and the blue ribbons have been let for the prize beef and the fruits and vegetables and pickles and all that, I get me invited to some of the best dinners you can imagine. Of course, other folks feel different about it. For instance, they tell me the women's club feels a lot different about it.
Now, let's get those information blanks filled out and into the home economics division at the fair offices just as soon as you can, ladies. If you have any questions at all, I'm here to answer them. Let's just work together to make this the best Illyria County Fair in history. Thanks kindly for your attention. Well, if there are no questions, then I'll be running along.
Just a minute, Mr. Little. I have a question.
Oh, it's Mrs. Burrows, isn't it?
Hazel Burrows it is, and I'd like to ask you why any of us, any woman in this room today, should enter food for judging at the fair.
Why, I don't know what to say. I had no idea.
Now, just hear me out, Mr. Little. A lot of us were faithful entries year in and year out.
That's right, sir.
But every woman in this room knows that Eula Horner has won most of the food classifications as far back as most of us can remember.
Ever bit.
I, for one, say it isn't worth the bother just to see Eula win another batch of blue ribbons.
Well, I must say, I wasn't prepared for this at all. Now, surely none of you are questioning the system of judging at the fair.
Hazel, just as right as rain. I think most of us are questioning the wisdom of going to all the trouble of putting up. It isn't as if we need the practice, Mr. Little.
Mabel McBurney, I am surprised at you.
Well,
there's been McBurney entries at the fair for the last 30 years that I know
of. And a good many years before that, too, Walter Little. But I'll say this. Eula Horner has a year long to get ready for the fair. She and Hardy are well set up. They got no children, money, and help aplenty. I should think she would win the blue ribbons. The rest of us mind our own homes and cook and clothe and feed families and do church and club work like this. But you don't see Eula Horner at this club, no siree. She's at home in her fine kitchen of cannon and a putting up to a fair.
Tell you, Will, I never had such a shock in my life. Not a single information blank filled out. And those women represent the most of the county leaders among women folk.
Well, Walter, you got more nerve than I have going in there to face them in the first place. They nearly marched on the Gazette office last year when we printed the winners. And those that won second and third awards wanted their names left right out of the paper. I told Avery that at the annual meeting.
That's probably why he sent me to make the speech today. Will, it's serious. We do not have a single entry in any food exhibit. And the fair's exactly 4 days away.
You mean you don't have any but Eula Horner's?
Not even Eula's. Not yet, anyway. Oh, I'm not worried about her. She'll come driving up in her station wagon early the first morning and unload everything from Piccalilli to quince butter. But the others, I don't think we'll get a thing from them.
You can't blame them too much. Must get sort of monotonous with Eula carrying off the honors every year.
Couldn't you stir him up a little, Will? Write up something about county pride at being everybody's fair and like that?
Sure, I can do something like that. But it's no guarantee it'll send them all back to their kitchens.
They don't have to go to their kitchens. All in the world they got to do is to go to their ample pantry shelves or their fruit cellars. There isn't a woman in the county who doesn't put up regularly in every classification we have.
Is Maggie over at the women's club?
Mm-hmm. She showed me the back door off the stage. I might not have made it out with my life. Said she'd stay and see if she could bring any of them around.
Well, we'll put our heads together, Maggie and me, and do our best for you, Walter. Tell you what. If you expand your classifications to include fried eggs, why, I'll enter that one myself. Or isn't that much comfort to you?
Just write up something instead, will you?
Oh, hi, Maggie. What's another word for stubborn?
Women.
Women's club wouldn't give ground, huh?
Not an inch.
Walter Little stopped by and told me. We're in a real fix. Haven't got a single entry.
We're not going to get any either.
Well, why don't you help him out, Maggie?
And watch Eula Horner march off with another blue ribbon? Oh, I know how the women feel. There isn't much incentive when they're pretty sure Eula will sweep the entries again.
Walter says he hasn't even heard from Eula.
Well, surely he isn't worried about that. Why, it's a regular way of life with her. Have you ever seen her trophy room?
Never had that pleasure.
The blue room, Eula calls it. Blue ribbons framed on the walls, glass cases of blue ribbons here and there, pictures of her receiving blue ribbons. I blame Eula a little for the way the other women feel.
Well, her reign of terror may be over. The power of the press may be brought to bear on the situation. That is, if the press can come up with an idea. I told Walter we'd try and think of some way to stir up interest.
You did not?
Yes, I did, Maggie.
Then you were misquoted. I saw Walter after he left here, and he told me you said we'd put our heads together and do our best.
Well, I better go back and talk to John.
Swell. I'll sit here and put my heads together.
Do your best, Maggie. Still running off the programs for the fair?
I finished them. I'm on the livestock entry list, and after that I do the canned preserve foods.
Well, you can hold off on that last one for a while. I don't think they'll have use for the entry blanks they have on hand.
Eula Horner?
Yeah. Guess she's choked off all the competition.
She ain't that good, you know.
How do you know she isn't?
I tasted her wares, that's all I know. All that truck she brought in here after last year's fair, half of it wasn't worth wadding a shotgun with.
Wasn't, huh?
Take her sour cucumbers or her India relish.
Well, wait a minute, John. What truck that she brought in here after last year's fair? I never saw any of it, let alone taste any of it.
Oh, you sure?
I'm quite sure.
Well, maybe I didn't give you any of it then. Thought I did. Maybe I didn't.
You know darn well you didn't.
Well, you just figure yourself lucky then. I remember the cucumbers especially. Yuck. Made my stomach go back on me.
That's tough.
It is. You sure you don't remember it? She wrote a nice card, some about grateful thanks to her friends at the Gazette.
As far as I know, you ate the card, too.
Something made my stomach go back on me. Anyway, in my book, she ain't as good as all them blue ribbons make her out to be.
Well, she might as well be, because it looks like she'll win another batch of them again this year. No one else will enter.
Now, that's a pack of foolishness. What's the matter with these women, anyway? Their mothers before them wouldn't have quit, or their grandmothers before them. These girls nowadays are too soft. They need their ears pinned back a little.
Yeah. Well, I can get you a speaking date at the women's club if you just like the rally.
No, you don't. No. I've done all the public orating I'm going in this town. Besides, this ain't a time for talk. Time's come to act.
Can I quote you on that?
I'll spell my name right if you do.
Hey, by golly, that's an idea.
What?
How much of the front page you got set up?
All but the lead story on the fair.
Fine, that ought to be room enough. See you after dinner, John. Maggie, see if you can get me Hazel Burroughs on the phone, will you? Or do you think she's home from the club meeting by now?
I think so. Got an idea?
Sort of.
4-6-B, please. Yeah, Harriet, how are you?
That's good. Hello? Hazel? Maggie Button. Fine, thanks. Hazel, Mr. Rogers would like to speak to you a minute. Hold on, will you?
Thanks, Maggie. Hello, Mrs. Burroughs?
Talking, Will.
Mrs. Burroughs, the Gazette's doing a story on the fair, and we'd like your cooperation.
Well, now, any way I can, Will, I'll be happy to help.
Glad to hear that. Now, I guess I don't have to tell you that nobody's entering the food events at the fair this year.
And no one's likely to, Will. And if you want to lay the blame, you can lay it right in Eula Horner's lap.
Well, now, Miss Burroughs, I know you feel pretty keen on this subject, and I want to give you this opportunity of speaking your mind for publication.
Oh. Well, now, I don't know as I have anything to say for you to come right out and print, Will.
I'd sure appreciate a direct quote on it, Mrs. Burroughs. We'll print anything you have to say.
Well, now, I'll tell you, Will. Suppose you just leave me out of it entirely. Suppose you don't even say you called me or anything.
I'd like to do that for you, Mrs. Burroughs, but I wouldn't be doing my proper job if I didn't report the facts here. Now, if the Elyria County Fair stands to have no food exhibits this year, it'll be the first time in fair history. And that's news, you see, and it's my job to find out how this situation came about and bring in the facts to everybody's attention.
Well, Will, I'll have to think about it. What's anybody else saying?
You're the first one I've called.
Uh-huh.
You see, there's a time problem involved, too, Mrs. Burroughs. The Gazette goes to press tonight. Got to be at everybody's door in the morning.
I see. Well, give me a few minutes to think. I'll call you back, Will.
Thanks, Mrs. Burroughs. Goodbye.
What do you think she'll do, Will?
Well, she'll call Mabel McBurney right off, and I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me if the Women's Club of Elyria met tonight in extraordinary special session.
You are listening to Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr. We'll return to tonight's story in just a moment, but first, life can be full of insoluble problems when you're 15, problems funny to everyone except you. That's how it is with Judy Graves, CBS Radio's Junior Miss, heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on most of these same stations. CBS Radio also brings you the comedy of Beulah every weekday evening. Beulah and Junior Miss, weekday evenings on CBS Radio. And now we continue with the second act of tonight's show.
Any luck, Maggie?
Nope. Hazel's line's still busy. So's Mabel's. According to Harriet, everybody's talking to everybody tonight.
Well, we can't hold up the front page much longer. Wonder if I ought to run out to Hazel's and see. I'll get it, Maggie. This has got to be Hazel. Elyria Weekly Gazette.
Well, Walter Little.
Oh, hello, Walter. Kind of hoped it'd be somebody else.
I wish it were, too, Will. Anybody else.
Things pretty bad, huh?
It can't get any worse. Eula Horner just called me, Will. Says she's not entering any food this year.
What's she mad about?
Oh, it was all very friendly. She said she'd like to, meant to all along, but she just hasn't had the time.
Well, I'm sorry, Walter. This really leaves you up a tree. I'm running a story of opinions and comments on all this. I'd like to get a statement from you.
I couldn't put it into words, Will. Decent words, anyway. Funny thing, every year I swear I'll never stay with this job through another fair, but now the job's slipping out from under me, I feel sort of sunk. But you can say that I'll go through the formality of resigning.
Well, let me just call that a rumor, will you, Walter? You wouldn't quit the week before the fair if food entries started coming in, would you?
No, of course not. Anything make you think they will?
Nothing sure. But if I know anything, it'll be in the Gazette in the morning. I sure hope to have some good news for you, Walter.
Thanks, Will. Well, night to you.
Good night, Walter. Eula Horner isn't entering any food this year. Says she hasn't had time.
Oh, fine. hasn't had time. Why, of all the nonsense...
Wait a minute. Elyria Weekly Gazette.
Hazel Burroughs talking, Will.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Burroughs.
Can you speak up, Will?
I said, oh, yes, Mrs. Burroughs.
I can't hold the phone direct to my ears anymore, Will. I've been talking and listening so long, both my ears are sore as boiled.
I know. I've tried to reach you.
Oh, I've been on the phone. Well, I gave it a lot of thought, Will, and I finally decided that my opinion all by itself wouldn't count for much. So I called Mabel McBurney, and between us, we concluded that this was a matter for the executive board of the women's club.
You had a board meeting on this?
By phone, Will, yes. Mabel and I divided the list, see? Took 10 names apiece. And, well, pulled the legislation or the delegation, you might say.
Can I have an official statement from the board, then?
Completely official and authorized.
Fine, Mrs. Burroughs. Now, read it to me slow, will you? I want to be sure I get every word correct.
No comment.
That's the statement from the board?
Completely official and authorized.
I see. Tell me this, Mrs. Burroughs. Does that mean there'll be no food entries in the fair from any member of the women's club?
Indeed it does, Will.
I guess that makes it unanimous, then.
How's that, Will?
I say that makes it unanimous, then. Eula Horner isn't entering any food either.
Eula isn't...
Well, I sure appreciate all the trouble you've gone to, Mrs. Burroughs. I'll see that the board statement gets in the Gazette all right.
Will?
Yes?
I guess you're pretty pressed for time, aren't you?
Oh, yes. We've been holding up the front page for your statement, but we'll make it fine now, and thanks again for your trouble.
Now, wait a minute, Will. This decision of Eula's, I just wonder if Mabel and I shouldn't poll the board again. Will, could you give me half an hour?
Oh, all right. Take another half hour.
I just don't know that my ears can go through it again, but I just feel it's my duty, Will.
It's beautiful. Just beautiful.
Morning, Maggie.
Oh, morning, Will.
How does it look to you this morning?
It gets better every time I read it.
Go on. Impress me.
Oh. Decisive last-minute action late Wednesday night by the executive board of the Elyria Women's Club averted possible discontinuance of the food division of the Elyria County Fair and a rumored resignation of Walter Little, food division chairman. That's a good lead, Will.
Possibly my finest hour. Continue.
Let's see. Oh. Reportedly shocked and horrified the laxity of county women in entering food events, the board was moved to act when it received word that Mrs. Hardy Horner, perennial blue ribbon entry from the county, was not participating in this year's food division category.
Let me take the direct quote, Maggie. I believe I memorized it. In an officially authorized statement to the Gazette, the executive board issued this comment. The Women's Club of Elyria urges the women of the county to follow its lead in preserving the 90-year-old tradition of the food division of the county fair. All club members canvassed promised food entries in at least 5 categories, thereby assuring the success of this vital part of the fair activities.
Oh, well. It's just spectacular, that's all.
That was kind of fun, wasn't it?
Morning, Doc.
Hi, Doc.
Morning to you, Maggie. Will? Well, what's new, as the saying goes?
New? Why, haven't you read the Gazette this morning?
I have not, and for a very good reason.
Better be.
Best reason in the world. I didn't read the Gazette this morning because some lunkhead forgot to deliver my copy. Reason enough?
Give the man a free paper, Maggie. And don't call me a lunkhead.
Will, don't tell me Jimmy didn't show up.
Oh, he showed up, but with a pretty bad cold. I sent him home. Now, as for you, Doc, you'd have had your paper all right if the eaves on your house didn't slope so much.
What?
Don't worry. I'll get the paper out of your roof gutter before the next rain.
Thanks, son. Well, is there anything worth reading in the Gazette now that I've got my cup?
Big news, Doc. Eula Horner isn't entering any food at the county fair this year.
And even bigger news. The rest of the women of the county are entering food this year.
You don't say.
Can you beat it, Doc? Eula's excuse for not entering is that she hasn't had the time. Of all the people in the county, who has more time than Eula Horner?
You know, Maggie, I don't stand to be very popular around here today. Or anywhere else, apparently. I just came from Hazel Burroughs' house.
Hazel sick, Doc?
Bad case of telephone ears, that's all. But Hazel was busy sounding off about Eula, and now you, Maggie. And I'll tell you, I'm not in a position to elaborate, but Eula's taken a roasting she doesn't deserve. Mark my words on that.
I'm sorry, Doc. I wouldn't say anything about her except to you or Will.
I know that, Maggie. But just every once in a while, I get sick to death of folks talking where they don't know all the circumstances.
Well, golly,
now, I know you don't mean any harm, but I'll tell you this. I do a lot of eating in this county, don't forget, and there's not a finer cook around than Eula Horner.
Well, if she didn't do anything else, she's indirectly responsible for saving part of the county fair this year.
Uh-oh. Elyria Weekly Gazette. Fine, Walter. Will's right here. It's Walter Little, Will.
Excuse me a minute, Doc.
Sure, go ahead.
Yes, Walter?
Just wanted to thank you, Will. Everything's going to work out fine. And, well, we're all just real grateful.
I sure didn't do much, Walter. Entry blanks really rolling in, are they?
Not so many actually in, but Mabel McBurney called to say the Transportation Committee of the Women's Club is arranging to pick up all the entries and drive them right to our door.
That's good.
Say, you might be interested. There are 3 blanks already filled out. Came in by mail this morning. So I guess the Gazette can't take any credit for recruiting them.
No, I guess not. Who sent them in?
Well, the name... Let's see here. Oh. Phoebe Ellen Kimball.
Phoebe Ellen Kimball.
Mm-hmm. And the entries are for Piccalilli, India Relish, and Pickles, Miscellaneous and Unclassified. Name mean anything to you, Will?
Nope. But then that don't mean anything either.
Well, just thanks again, Will, and see you at the fair, huh?
You bet, Walter. Goodbye. Doc, you get around the county more than I do. Did you ever hear of anybody by the name of Kimball? Phoebe Ellen Kimball?
Kimball. Yeah. Nope, not anymore. There was a Cloyce Kimball years back, but his name wasn't Phoebe.
You sure of that?
Positive. Well, sir, I've tested all the rides, and it's my opinion that the Ferris wheel isn't up to the same high standard of last year.
It's a high enough standard for me, Doc. I got to get to work now anyway. You'll just have to spin around without me.
Aw, shucks. Where are you bound for?
Food exhibit. Maggie's been there this morning taking down winners in the textile and wearing apparel. I think the food judging's coming up. Better give her a hand. Come along?
Nope, not just now, Will. I'm a mite interested in some of the livestock judging myself. I'll catch up with you later.
Oh, fine. Oh, and Doc?
Yeah?
Lay off the cotton candy a while, will you? You're going to get yourself sick.
Oh, all right. You know, Will, doggone it, you're not much fun anymore. Just not much fun at all.
See you later. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my fault, Will. Look.
Well, for blue ribbons, Mrs. Burroughs.
3 of them, Will. For dresser scarf, cutwork, chair sets, embroidered, and here's my pride and joy, chow chow red.
Why, Mrs. Burroughs, that's just wonderful. Does Maggie have it all down?
Oh, sure. I saw to it that she did.
I sure congratulate you. I better get to Maggie. If they've started the food judging.
Oh, she's right there. See? The end of my finger. Down by the judge's stand.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. And congratulations again.
I'm going right home and tell Harry.
How's it going, Maggie?
Well, that's great. Hazel Burroughs.
Yeah, I know. I just saw her.
Oh.
Well, where are we?
On Pickles and Relishes. They've just started.
Your attention, please. Attention, please. Thank you. We have the results of 3 more classifications for you. First place awards only. In India Relish, first place, Phoebe Ellen Kimball. Piccalilli, first place, Phoebe Ellen Kimball. And Pickles, Miscellaneous and Unclassified, first place, Phoebe Ellen Kimball.
Who on earth is Phoebe Ellen Kimball, Will?
I don't think anyone else knows either, Maggie.
If Miss
or Mrs. Kimball will come forward, please. We have three blue ribbons for her. Is Miss or Mrs. Kimball here?
Mr. Littlewell?
Yes, John.
If you'll just send the ribbons to Mrs. Kimball, care of the Gazette, I'll be much obliged and see that she gets them.
All right, John, we'll do that.
What is this?
I wouldn't even hazard a guess, Maggie. Wait a minute.
Now then, guess don't you say a word, Will.
All right, Phoebe, I won't say a word. But I'll sure be watching to see who shows up at the Gazette office to claim those blue ribbons.
Yeah? Well, just watch. You won't see a blame thing.
Who taught you to cook, Phoebe? I'd like to do a little story on you. Honestly, John, Phoebe Ellen Kimball.
Not a word against her in my presence. I'll strike you down. Sure you're standing upright, I'll strike you down.
You mean there is a Phoebe Ellen Kimball?
There was. Finest grandmother as a boy ever had. Finest cook as ever lived. I got a whole batch more of her recipes in my trunk down in the press room. I guess I could have won plenty more blue ribbons if I'd been of a mind.
Well, Will, I came a-running when I heard the news.
Now, how about that, John? And how about that Phoebe? Well, I never thought I would quit shaking my head.
Well, I got a few flashes for you that'll set it wagging from side to side again.
Like what?
Oh, like some of the livestock winners. As, for instance, for senior yearling not in milk Holstein, as well as pen of five range ewes fine wool type, and get of sire milking short horns, three blue ribbons to Eula Horner.
I'm in no mood for jokes, Doc.
Scout honor, Will. Eula swept all three of them. And do you know what tickles me? Well, I'll tell you.
This time, I'm interested.
Things have been pretty rough going for Eula. Hardy's been in bad shape all year. They chose to keep it to themselves, but they've had a lot of reverses this year. They've let most of their fine help go. And sure as shooting, Eula didn't have time to enter the food exhibits. She was too blame busy getting the stock ready to show.
You have just heard Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr., with Georgia Ellis as Maggie Button. Tonight's story was written by Kathleen Height and produced and transcribed by Norman McDonald. Featured in the cast were Parley Bear, John Daner, Jeanette Nolan, Harry Bartell, and Ann Morrison. The special music was composed by Pierre Garagenk and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This Saturday, enjoy Welcome Home, a timely drama on Theater of Today. It's the story of a POW's reception by his community and the personal side of his readjustment to normal life. Also this Saturday on most of these same stations, CBS Radio presents on Stars Over Hollywood, the lovable comedian Victor Moore in Blackout, a story you'll find gripping as it is unusual. George Walsh speaking. Remember, for the top tunes of rural America, hear Saturday Night Country Style every week on the CBS Radio Network.